Many of us could tell stories about a difference Jesus has made to us, in particular roller coaster moments in our life. We're going to hear from two people telling us part of their story. And first of all, I'm going to invite Jifa to come up before we then hear from Teresa.
Jifa, thanks for joining me here.
No worries.
Tell us one difference Jesus made to you.
I've written it down so I don't go off on a tangent. And when you first told me to do this, I thought everything, but you've given me 2 minutes, so I can't say that. So I identified two things, and the first is that he's given me an identity in him, and that means that he's let me know that I am his child, and he loves me no matter what, and he gives purpose to my life to serve him. Okay. The second thing is that he quells my anxiety, fears, and also depression, and he brings peace to my life. So just to give a little bit of flesh to that, so when I did my A-levels, in my ASs, I didn't study a lot, yet I got 4 A's, and I got into London School of Economics. And my identity to my friends, my family, my acquaintances, and myself became being this smart person who's going to this amazing university and all of that. However, I then went and did my A2s, and one of my grades slipped to a B. And then that meant I had to go to my second choice of university, which was Queen Mary University of London. This is still great university, however, not getting into LSE did negatively affect me. And subconsciously, I then started to look for my identity in other things. So if you know where Queen Mary is, it's near Shoreditch. And Shoreditch is basically the home of vintage clothing and all this sort of stuff. So I'd always been keen on fashion, and then my identity now became grounded in fashion and my personality and being this sort of cool and trendy person that people wanted to be friends with. And during this time, I still had my belief in God, but I was very, very far away from him and not attending church or praying. So I finished university, I headed back to the church I grew up in, and I quickly left as the true word of God, I believed, wasn't being taught in that church. And I began searching for a new church throughout my 20s. And the truth is I found it very difficult to fit into and feel like I belonged in an Anglican or Church of England church, but I found the teachings to be amazing. But because of the lack of connection that I faced or I thought I was feeling, it made me an irregular attendee of church, and I started having strong doubts in my faith. But then I got married to Akeem, who's not here today, and we started coming to All Saints, and we were immediately embraced by you lovely people, and we were welcomed into this beautiful family by many people here. And being a part of this family has brought me closer to God, as I'm constantly in his presence with my brothers and sisters, whether that be at church or at a home group or just meeting up with some of you from church. And doing that gave me the opportunity to be vulnerable and honest with you and consequently with God. Through doing that, he exposed my vanity and my desire to be the most intelligent person or be the most best dressed or the most healthy and fit person. And though there's nothing wrong with these things, my identity was previously rooted in those things. And when I didn't feel that my intelligence or personality was rewarded or recognized at work, or that led to anxieties and depressions, which consequently affected my health. And as I grew up and became an adult and moved out of my mum and dad's house, I didn't have that much disposable income because I had to pay bills, which meant that I wasn't able to buy clothing and express myself through my clothing. And that also knocked my confidence, funnily enough. But through being vulnerable and honest to God about all of this, he's helped me and brought peace to my life and grounded my identity in him. So I just want to thank you all, church, for being a significant part of my journey. And I pray that God continues to use us all to bless each other and also to support each other through life. And just to sum up the answer to the question, that though I still try to expand my mind and dress how I feel comfortable and express myself in different ways, what Christ has done for me is that he's ensured that my identity is not rooted in these things, but is rooted in him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Jeeva. Teresa, I'm going to come to you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us. What is the difference that Jesus makes to you?
Where do I start? To give some background, in July this year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I know that I have a whole year of fairly intense treatment and another 4 years after that of other treatment, so I know I've got a long road. But you know what? God has been there. Jesus has held me. His timing in everything has been so immaculate. He's just taken so much care of so much, all the little tiny details, and he's given me a joy that I cannot explain. I mean, how can you have joy in this? I have joy. It bubbles out of my head. Don't get me wrong, there are still times when I like feel sad and I feel anxious and stuff, but overall the joy is just, I can't explain it. I really, really cannot explain it. It's just there. What else can I say?
Not everybody might know, Teresa, that a very good friend of yours is called Andrea. She's your guide dog, and she's just down here, behaving very well. It's not been easy for anyone going through the treatment you have, but especially as you can't see what's going on. How has Jesus helped you in that?
You know, everywhere he's given me people who have been absolutely fantastic. I've got a named nurse who I can ring at any time, really. And there's just everybody. I mean, there's been departments that I've been to in the hospital that, believe me, I didn't even know existed. But everybody's been so lovely, and they've just taken time. And when I had an MRI scan, and I was scared, I was scared. And I went in and I said to them, I'm scared. And he said, yeah, okay, don't worry, we'll show you everything. They let me touch everything before I went in the scanner. And he said to me, well, what kind of music do you like? I said, it's a shame you can't have your own. He went, yeah, you can. If you've got a playlist on your phone, give it to me and I'll play it for you. And he did. So I went in there with Raise a Hallelujah, and I will raise a hallelujah at every chance I get.
Brilliant. Thanks, Teresa.